It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Your Worship.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mikey. Have you know the sacrifices I make? I'm sitting here in the cold at Viaduct Basin about to go into a meeting and do another interview and just to be on your show. So you're pretty special.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. But, you know, just in the interest of full disclosure, I'm sitting here with both my legs gaffer taped together and a bag over my head doing this. But at the same time, I'd never let the world know, Phil. You know,
I haven't. I wouldn't release secrets like that if I were on the radio. But, you know,
it's no secret. It's no
secret. You and me.
Hey, you caught those illegal dumpers, you think, maybe?
Yeah, and I'm really pleased about that. And I've got to indicate to you, too, you know how you, an earlier program, you said you thought there'd been another dumping, and I said, no, we'd checked it out.
Yeah.
There was another dumping.
Oh, thank you, BFM.
And BFM was absolutely correct.
Oh.
But we have now laid 30 charges. 30 charges against two people in a company. The maximum for the individuals is $300,000 fine, and for the company a $600,000 fine.
I know that's why we say that, but I mean, what's the chance? I mean, what are they really going to get whacked with?
You know, I'm not allowed to say that. Well, this is the matters before the court.
Right, of course, that makes sense. Yeah.
I look like I'm trying to unduly influence the court, but what we did is we've charged them under the Resource Management Act, which around dumping of contaminants, which those oil barrels absolutely were. You can see the oil spewing out of the barrels in the photos, and in the Waitakere case above one of our water reservoirs, you know, which...
Was it that close to the water reservoir?
It could have fed into a stream that led down into the reservoir, out on the road to PR.
So I guess what I was asking before, Phil, is the... Will these people be charged enough to stop them doing it and to a bit of a tip of the hat and a bit of a heads up to those people that might consider perhaps dumping their filthy, gross crap in the Waitakere in the future to maybe not do it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to choose my words carefully, but I'm going to say if the court chose, because the court makes the decision, not a politician or a member of the public, if the court chose to make an example of these people... then that would send a very clear message. You know, this was pretty gross behaviour, total disregard for the environment, a commercial outfit involved in it. So, it's about sheer greed, saving them money while putting the burden and the cost on the ratepayer. It's an extreme example of the problem of illegal dumping, and therefore, you know, I think there's a chance that would attract... A more severe penalty.
How hard would it have been, Phil, for them to dump, to legally get rid of the stuff they wanted to get that was dumped in the
ranges? There are a lot of places where you can dump waste oil, and there are places where you can dump material that is contaminated by waste oil. They're the company, obviously, by definition, is a commercial outfit.
Yep.
They could have chosen to do the right thing. That you would expect anyone in a democracy, in a society like ours to do, and they chose not to because the easy way out was to dump it at no charge to themselves, while magnifying the charge to the rest of the community. You know, we've got no time for people that do that, and I've made it pretty clear as mayor that when we get the evidence, we'll be laying charges and hopefully sending the clearest possible message. If you behave irresponsibly and selfishly and don't give a damn for the environment, then you've got to accept accountability for what's coming to you.
Right on. Hey, well, good luck with that. I don't want to influence the court, but waste them! The far right advocates who have been banned from speaking at Auckland City Council venues, Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux, you came out, I think correctly too, and sort of said, no, we don't want anything to do with it. See you later. We don't like where you're coming from. You won't be using any of our council venues for your blithering. They were set to perform at the Bruce Mason Centre on the 3rd of August. And the reason that people are up in arms about what they've got to say is that they have some quite outspoken views, and so when I say far right, I think most of our listeners know what that means, on everything from feminism, gender and immigration and Islam, all those big ones. You don't want them in a council venue. Do you think that they should be gagged from from for talking at all whilst in New Zealand or even getting to New Zealand? Is that where you're coming from, or are you speaking
to the council? That's not my call. It's the government's call, and I'm aware of the fact that the Australian government and the British government, both conservative governments, but you know, liberal democracies, decided to ban them because they felt that some of the things that the woman was saying was inflammatory to parts of the community, and it clearly was. It would provoke a reaction, and you know, I'm not into insulting other people on the basis of their ethnicity or their faith. I think what they say is absolutely wrong, but I'm not banning them from saying it. I'm just saying I'm not going to aid and abet them by giving them access to council premises to spread the sort of venom that they are guilty of.
And, yeah,
you know, I've seen some people saying, oh, no, they're not that bad. You know, this is a guy that says you can judge your IQ by the colour of your skin, and if you've got a tougher skin, you know, you're not smart enough to be running a country. These are the people that said, the guy said, you know, well, you can't entirely blame the Nazis because, you know, the Holocaust was, of course, provoked by Jews because the Jewish communists were attacking Christians in Russia. I mean, this is inflammatory nonsense, saying that if you're gay, it's because you've been abused as a child. I mean, it's not only inflammatory. Well, it is. It's inflammatory and it's nonsense. It's the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
I signed a pledge last year, asked by the Race Relations Office, that if the pledge was to give nothing to racism, and I'm not about to provide a platform for these people. They want to spew their views out in the public. They can find a private venue to do so. That's up to them. But I'm not going to provide a council venue for a platform that abuses parts of our community. 40% of our community in Auckland were born overseas. Many of them are of different ethnicity and faith from myself or you or others, but they are entitled to be treated with respect, and they're entitled not to be abused. And this woman was banned from the United Kingdom because she deliberately set out to antagonise and abuse people on the basis of their faith.
Sure.
That's why the British government banned her. It's up to our government whether they think she should come in or not. That's not my
I mean, I'm a big believer in bring her in. Bring her in. Fair enough. I agree with you. Don't let her. If we've got issues about, or whoever has got issues about a venue or somewhere to perform or to as you say, spew your views. I think bring that shit on, because it's like people will make up stuff and they'll think stuff regardless. It's actually better to know what they're thinking. So you can attend to their ridiculous paranoid crybaby wussy thoughts.
Freedom of speech. You're quite right, Mikey. Freedom of speech is really important, and I set a very, very high threshold before I abridge that right. Yeah. But I don't have to be complicit in helping them spread that nonsense.
Good call.
And I've got an obligation also to other people in our community that probably already suffer abuse from time to time. And I suffered a bit of it over the weekend, as did Narama Davidson. You know, talk about free speech. You should have seen some of the vile stuff that came out, you know, attacking the family and all of this sort of stuff.
Sorry, this was in regards to Marama coming out and...
Yeah, you know, I mean, she suffered the death and rape threats. I mean, what is it in the heads of some of the people out there that they respond in that way?
It's anonymity. Anonymity is what makes them respond in that way, because they can hide behind the fact that no one knows who they are. So,
Yeah, well, some of them actually do it with their faces up on Facebook, and I just think, it's a little bit of a worry that there are some people in our community with those sort of views. But anyway...
Don't you think, though, Phil, that, and this, I want to sort of put this out to the listeners as well, don't you think that there's always been those people out there? And I mean, it's all very good and well to say people get riled up and everyone just start taking sides, but that's always going to be the case. And we're humans, and we're a flawed ape.
Well, there's always that element in any population, and we've got to remember, you know, just before the Nazis came into Germany, that was regarded as one of the most liberal countries in Europe, and it is again.
Yeah.
And you know, I also was mind that, you know, people like Hitler used to preach, you know, we've got the right to say what we believe, of course, as soon as he came to power, he took away that right from everybody else. So, you know, extremists who hide behind the right of freedom to speech often are the people that would actually set out to deny it in others. We're not stopping these people speaking. We're just not aiding and abetting them by providing them with a platform.
Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland, thank you very much. You've got a meeting you're supposed to be at 4 minutes ago.
Yep. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. All the best. Bye-bye.
Catch you later. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.